come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
محمد نبينا وأمه آمنة
محمد نبينا وأمه آمنة
وأبوه عبد الله مات عمر آب
وأبوه عبد الله مات عمر آب
فقد أتى يتيما وجده ربا
محمد
نبينا
محمد نبينا وأمه آمنة محمد نبينا وأمه آمنة وأبوه عبد الله مات عمر آب وأبوه عبد الله مات عمر آب فقد أتى يتيما وجده
أخذته مرضعة كان اسمها حليمة وقد رأت معه صفاته الكريمة
أخذته مرضعة كان اسمها حليمة وقد رأت معه صفاته الكريمة
وخيره العليم.
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, insha'Allah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, insha'Allah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
ستا من العمر أضحى يتيم الأم وقلبه انفطر
وبعد ما أتم ستا من العمر أضحى يتيم الأم وقلبه انفطر
وكان راعيا يسعى يرعى الغنم
وكان راعيا
كان واعيا لا يعبد الصنم
محمد محمد
محمد نبينا
محمد نبينا وأمه آمنة محمد نبينا وأمه آمنة وأبوه عبد الله
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Sahra.
And how old are you?
7.
MashaAllah. Which school do you go to?
MBIS.
And tell me, my darling, how many fasts did you keep last year, Ramadan?
4.
4, MashaAllah. And how many are you going to keep this year?
4.
4 again, inshaAllah. And we're going to try for more as well, okay? InshaAllah. What's your story called?
Ali's new neighbor.
Okay, go ahead.
Ali's new neighbor. Ali was looking out of the kitchen window. He saw a new boy. The new boy was in the neighbor's house. I see a new boy next door, said Ali to his mother. He is our new neighbor's son, said mother. Just then, Ali's father came into the kitchen. What's cooking? Asked father. It smells good. It is an apple pie, said mother. I cooked the two pies this time. Why did you cook two pies, Mommy? Asked Ali. I want to give one to our new neighbors, said Mother. But Mommy, we don't know them, said Ali. A good Muslim shares his food, said Father, and a good Muslim must be kind to his neighbor. Mommy, I want to share with the new boy next door, said Ali. Maybe he will play with me, too. Well, said Mother, you may take this apple pie to our new neighbors, please be careful. Ali walked very slowly. He walked to the house next door and rang the bell. A little Muslim boy opened the door. Assalamu alaikum, said Ali. Wa alaikum assalam, said the little boy. My mommy sent this pie. We want to share with you, said as he handed the boy the pie. Shukran, thanks, said the little boy. He had a big smile on his face. My name is Ali, said. My name is Hassan, said the little boy. The next day, Hassan rang Ali's doorbell. Ali opened the door. Assalamu alaikum, said Hassan. Wa alaikum assalam, said Ali. My mommy said to tell you. Shukran, said Hassan. He gave Ali the pie dish. The dish was full of sweets. This is for you, said Hassan. My mommy wants to share too. Can you come out to play? Asked Hassan. Let me ask my mommy. I will be back in a minute, answered Ali. Ali took the dish of sweets to his mother. Ali's mother let him go outside to play. Ali's mother was happy to get the pie dish with the sweets in it. She gave some of the sweets to Ali's mother and saved some for Ali. The two boys played for a long time. They played with each other's toys. Soon they became best friends.
Mashallah, what a beautiful story. And my angel, what did you learn from the story?
I learned about sharing and caring.
To always share and always be caring, especially in the month of Ramadan. Because if we share and if we are loving and caring, then for that, Allah will reward us. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll speak to another butterfly.
Muhammad. His name is Muhammad. He came as a guide. His name is Muhammad. He came to show us the light. His name is Muhammad. He came with peace. His name is Muhammad. He brought us great ease. Muhammad, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel came down with a message from Allah. In the cave of Hira, he said, Iqra. This was when he was given his prophecy, as he began creating a new legacy. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Abu Bakr gave his wrath in the name of Allah, and Umar came to strengthen Islam. Uthman was given the honor of the ring. Ali the warrior who fought bravely for Allah. Muhammad, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was given his nabuwat, he was in the hands of Khadija. When he breathed his last and it ended, he was in the hands of Aisha. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad.
Welcome back. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Akila.
Akila, how old are you?
8.
MashaAllah. And Akila, tell me, which school do you go to?
MEIS.
And what grade are you in?
Grade 2.
Grade 2, MashaAllah. How many fasts did you keep last year?
30.
You kept all 30, MashaAllah. And how many are you going to keep this year?
All 30.
InshaAllah, I hope so too. What's the name of your story?
My new friend.
Okay, go ahead.
Asma lived in a beautiful house on the edge of the park. Allah Ta'ala had blessed her family with lots of love. Asma wore beautiful clothes and played with expensive toys. She loved to play in the garden with her favorite ball. It was an expensive ball her father had bought for her from Mecca. One day, as she was tossing the ball, it went over the garden fence. Oh no, she cried. My favorite ball. How will I ever get it back? I will get it back for you, said the little voice. Who said that? Asked Asma. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sumayya. I live with my family on the other side of the park, said the little girl. Will you please find my ball? Asked Asma. I will give you anything you want. Anything I want? Allahu Akbar. I will find your ball, said Sumayya. Soon, Sumayya returned with the ball. The moment she gave the ball to Asma, she took it and ran towards her house. She didn't even say Jazakallah to Sumayya. Wait, wait, open the gate for me, shouted Sumayya, but Asma paid no attention to her. That evening, Asma heard a knock on the door. Who's there? She asked. It is I, Sumayya. You promised to give me anything I wanted. I want to spend the night at your house. No, you can't, said Asma and slammed the door shut. Asma's mother could tell something was wrong. Who was at the door? She asked. Nobody, just a beggar, replied Asma. What did she want? Asked Asma's mother. Asma then explained to her mother what had happened in the garden. If you make a promise, Asma, you must keep it. Let her in, Asma's mother said. May I eat with you? Asked Sumayya. It is a sunnah to eat from one plate. Don't be ridiculous, said Asma, but her mother gave her such a frown that she changed her mind. Asma moved her plate, but it was quite clear that she did not enjoy the rest of the meal. Shukar alhamdulillah, that was a tasty meal, said Sumayya. I am tired. I would like to go to bed. May I please go to your room? The thought of sharing her room with a poor beggar girl upset Asma so much that she began to cry. But her mother said, Asma, it is not right to turn your back on someone who helped you in your time of need. A little later, Asma was surprised to hear Sumayya crying softly. What is the matter now? She asked. Every day I watch you play in the garden all by yourself. I just wanted to be your friend. It is quite clear you don't like me because I am poor. I might as well go home, cried Sumayya. At this time, Asma felt very bad indeed. I will be your friend, she said. And at this time, she meant. Asma gave Sumayya a big hug. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with you. You see, my little Asma, explained her mother. Allah Ta'ala has blessed some people with wealth and some he made poor. Wealth is a blessing from Allah Ta'ala and we must be kind, caring, friendly and helpful to the poor and the needy. We must always thank Allah Ta'ala and never have tried for all things belong to Allah Ta'ala alone. Jazakallahu khairan.
Oh, MashaAllah, I absolutely love that story and I loved all your expression. What did you learn from that story?
I learned that we must be kind, caring, friendly and helpful to the poor and the needy.
Oh, mashallah. What a beautiful lesson for all the little butterflies. Let's go for a quick break.
أيامك الغر بالآلاء والنعم أقبلت يا رمضان الخير مشرقة أيامك الغر بالآلاء والنعم رمضان 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 الخير يا رمضان
فيض من العلم والإيمان صيبه فيض من العلم والإيمان صيبه عم الوجود عم الوجود عم الوجود وساق الخير للنسم عم الوجود وساق الخير للنسم
أيامك الغر بالآلاء والنعم أقبلت يا رمضان الخير مشرقة
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.